Hello, everybody, and welcome. This is January 18th, 2022, and we are at your Catapult Your Business with a Hot Free Gift half-day retreat. I'm so excited about this. We have been teaching this material in the margins of what we do as people ask questions, as part of practical applications and part of sales, other parts. This is our very first time having a dedicated half-day to catapult your business with a hot free gift. And it is an essential component of your business. It will catapult everything that you do, will make everything so much easier, so much more fun. And so I can't wait to get started. So in order to peel myself off the ceiling, let's do Shavasana to begin. And as always, I recommend video privacy to start, just so you can really go inward, take a deep inner dive. So find yourself a quiet place where you will not be disturbed, where you can go inward. If need be, you can do this as a seated meditation, but as always, Shavasana is preferable so that you can just really let go, both in body, let go with your body so that your mind can be focused. And so that we train that practice that I suggest you do at the beginning of each and every day. So lying down on your back, be supported. So have support beneath the legs, support beneath the head and neck, wherever you need support so that you can lie comfortably. Have the legs a comfortable distance apart, arms a comfortable distance from the body, and let yourself be aligned. Make any adjustments you need to be comfortable. So often we tolerate things that we ought not to tolerate. In our businesses and in our lives, we can let that thing go so that we can focus on what we want. Same thing here. Do not tolerate discomfort. It's good enough. I won't be here too long. I'll just suffer in silence. Get the support you need so that you feel comfortable and at ease. If the low back's not comfortable, raise the legs higher. If the chin's high up in the air, put more support beneath the head and neck so that the chin can be lower than the forehead and your mind can become quiet so that you can use this time to its fullest extent and actually be present. Once you've made any adjustments you need, take comfort and find stillness. As the body becomes still, it helps the mind to become still as well. Relax the arms, relax the legs, relax the skin of the abdomen and the muscles beneath. Relax the whole body, let it release to the earth. Let the front body release to the back body and the back body to the floor. And the ground beneath. Release to gravity. When you release the face to gravity, there's no tension or wrinkles. This face is soft and smooth. Soften out the wrinkles in the forehead. Soften out the space between the eyebrows. Relax the cheeks and jaw. Soften the eyes. If it's comfortable to you, close your eyes if you haven't already. And then behind closed eyes, you can gaze gently toward the heart center or whatever's comfortable for you. Now feel the breath. Have you noticed the breath yet today? Or if you did, was it a long time ago already? Be curious. With the curiosity of a child, what's the breath like? I wonder. Notice. Pay attention. In this moment, what's this breath like? As we do this, we make this shift from the busyness of our world, we go inward and we train that one-pointed attention using the breath as a tool to train focus and so much more. Watch the breath. Notice if you're subtly judging the breath. Should it be deeper or smoother or something other than what it is? Just watch without judgment. Train your focus on your breath right now in this moment. No judgment, just see what is. And then for the next couple of breaths, inhale through the nostrils and exhale through pursed lips as though breathing through a straw, allowing the exhalation to gently lengthen. If this becomes uncomfortable or if tension arises anywhere in the body, as soon as you notice it, just go back to normal breathing. It's just a signal from your body to go back to normal breathing. And when there's alignment and ease, continue those breaths, inhaling through the nostrils, exhaling through pursed lips. You can intersperse with a few normal breaths if you want. We'll do this in silence for a few breaths. Always returning to normal breathing. If any tension arises, if the breath catches, if you find yourself breathing in quickly at the bottom of the exhalation, it means you're trying too hard. Try less. Just do this when it's comfortable to you, inhaling through the nostrils, exhaling through pursed lips, like breathing through a straw. Interspersing with regular breaths through the nostrils so that the mind, body, spirit remains quiet and at ease. And then return to normal breathing just through the nostrils and just see if the breath has changed at all. Observing without judgment. It's changed. And then softly open the eyes to gaze at the ceiling. Let the gaze be unfocused. Not trying to pull the light in, the light just enters the eyes without your effort. Unfocused gaze. Now bend the knees and roll to the right side. Your gaze is toward the floor. And slowly use your hands, keeping the gaze toward the floor. Press yourself up to sitting and return to our virtual circle. And now, good time for camera on. Hi, Yvonne. Good time for camera on, so that you can continue that one focused attention training. Just focused here together. Returning to our virtual circle. Hi, Dawn. Means you're hearing my voice. Great to know. All right, as people are returning to our virtual circle, I'd love to hear from one or two of you. As always, these are practices, not once and done. That would be like going to the gym, exercising our bicep once, going, how come it didn't change? It's a practice. What did I love here? What did I love in this practice? What we focus on expands. What did you love in your Shavasana today? Who would like to begin? Heidi, thank you.
I loved noticing when you were guiding us to notice our breath. And I think I heard also heart, or maybe I just added that. because my as I was noticing my breath, my heart gave an extra little beat. And I thought, oh, you want me to look at you too? And the thought that came to me was, this is my experience of my breath and my heart, and no one else could ever know it unless I share it.
Wow. How beautiful is that? This is like so many business applications, which are so obvious to see. This is mine. No one will know it unless I share it. And then just coming back to the immediate experience. Oh, this is mine. This is mine. How beautiful it is. And when I share it, it connects me with another human being too. Thank you. Beautiful. Love it. Who would like to share? What did you love in your Shavasana practice today? Diane, then Dawn. I love it. You happen to be in the corner of my eye a little bit more, Diane, but it was very close to simultaneous. Dawn. Then first, so Diane first.
I really noticed the stillness today. Mm-hmm. Stillness in my mind, the stillness around me. Like mm-hmm. my whole body just felt still and calm, and it's just beautiful.
So beautiful. It's a practice, and the fruits of the practice, more and more of life becomes like that. Doesn't mean that it's only like this. Our journey is kind of like this or like this, right? But we gain access to more and more of that for every part of our lives. And we nurture it and cultivate it here, and we get to enjoy it itself, right? Beautiful, Diane. Thank you. What a great why for doing this practice. Thank you. Dawn.
I felt the connection with my intention of graceful ease. So I also sensed the stillness. That was a good word, Diane. Thank you. Because it was a stillness and also a movement of a graceful ease, that there are no expectations. Just rest into the process.
Mm. I love it. Thank you, Dawn. Beautiful. One of my new favorite spiritual guides, his name is Bashar. He's pretty far out there woo-woo, so, which I am. When I met Jack Canfield, one of the things he said is, Michelle, you know, when you're out there in the world, just one woo. People aren't ready for all, you know, two woos, right? But inside the party, it's how I am. You don't need to be. If you don't want to be, there's no one way to be here, all right? But just fair warning, very, very woo-woo. But I love, 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 love his stuff. Just discovered it a few weeks ago. And one of the things he says echoes with Joseph Campbell's, you know, follow your bliss. And he says, you know, do that thing that excites you with no expectations. Again, it's in, right in the Bhagavad Gita, it's in many spiritual trainings, but I was just listening to him again this morning. And when you said no expectations, oh, I can bask in this stillness, no expectations of what's to come. I can build the things in my company, no expectations. I can have goals and dreams and where I'm aiming for. But one of the things he was talking about this morning is like, well, what if the universe has so much better in store for us than where we thought we were aimed? When we cling to that exact version of it and how we're supposed to get there, we end up so rigid. And Shavasana kind of unplugs all that. And Dawn, your comments remind me of that so much. Graceful ease, releasing the expectations, headed to where we want to go, and then being open to the joy along route and something even better than that, than we couldn't possibly have anticipated that the universe has in store, right? Little pieces of the opening series from a different part of our year. So thank you, Dawn. So beautiful. All right. Anything else bubbling up, wanting to be shared before we move on? All right. Super beautiful. So announcements. I'm getting into the habit of not printing them. It's like save some trees. Right. Let's just save some trees. Sometimes it takes me an extra minute to do that, but we'll get better at it. All right. Let's see if I can go like this. Okay. Announcements. Upcoming calls. So we have a half day today and a half day Thursday. So training rich week, 12:30 till 4 Mountain Time, translate to your own time zone. And that's practical applications. We're going to be talking about some things that dovetails with totally dovetail with what we're doing today. How do we make offers and create sales? How do we really actually know who our ideal client is, right? So some huge work that will dovetail hugely with what we're doing today. And we may start to get into some online work on Thursday, we'll see. And then our last call on practical applications is next Tuesday. That is from 12:30 till 2. And thanks, Yvonne, for putting that in the chat for us. That's our last call of practical applications. And then we have a space in our training until Thursday, February 17th. And one of the things that we're doing, we're giving you a couple weeks to implement, all right? And then a deep, deep dive with a high ticket virtual retreat. It's such an important training. So you're gonna get a chance to go create that, to book that talk so that you go create it. Hopefully you might even get a chance to give it. I would go give it in your living room if you haven't given it anywhere else. Go build that hot free gift, give it to some people. When you're out networking, you have a few weeks, take the time where we're normally meeting and use that time to implement, to connect with each other. You could build it together, right? Whatever you haven't got built on today's call from your hot free gift, get together with a partner in our community and build it together in Thursday, 12:30, when we often meet, or on a Tuesday and so on. And then you can come back with all the questions from being on the court. Make sense? So be on the court, dive in with each other to get your questions asked. As always, if you want questions answered in between, lean in with team, lean in with each other. You can lean in with me through the Facebook group, tag me and text me if you want me to see it and get an answer sooner, and just be in action, be on the court. None of this matters if we're not doing anything with it. Makes sense? It's all, if speaking is a theoretical idea that sounds good, nothing, your business will move. If networking, actually meeting the people that you could serve, is just an idea, but it never happens, nothing will move. So you have a couple of weeks, precious weeks at the beginning of our year here, near the beginning of our year, to actually implement the things that we've been learning in rapid fire over the last few weeks and are continuing to do today and through the next week. Make sure all the dates are from the Love Your Words calendar are in your calendar. Right, in your calendar. So I think in the last calendar, we said that it was a Tuesday, February 17th. That's a Thursday. So we're going to send out some minor corrections because we had some dates that were a little messed up. So I wanted to let you know, yes, it really is February 17th. I had to give virtual retreat, like it says in the chat, February 17th. Let me see what else. We have a new process, right? We have a new process for asking questions. So there will be a question thread posted in our Facebook group each week for the upcoming training. The deadline to post questions on that thread will be the end of the day before the next training, right? So please make sure you get your questions in so that we catch your questions, so that I have a chance to think about them and give my best response. And we'll do our best to include last minute questions, but they might have to wait till the following week. So have them posted the day before. And let me see. I think that's it for announcements. Yes, it is. All right. Any questions? All clear? Good. Good to go. All right. Another way to use that time where you've got a couple weeks without training calls, implement, be on the court. But there's more to gain from each call than we have the conscious ability to gain. Does that make sense? Any training that you want to do a deeper dive into, it is worth a second and a third and a fourth time around. So it's like, one of my teachers said, of all the things you're going to learn in these 3 years together, there's one thing that I'm going to teach you that's the most important thing. Do you want to know what it is? We're all sitting there like, yeah, learn, do. Is it learn, do? So you can continue that journey over the next few weeks. All right. Just a quick heads up about the structure for today's call. We're going to have three parts. I don't know if we'll have one break or two. We'll see how it goes. But we're going to do the training first, right? So what is a free gift? Why does it matter? How do I do it, right? Then we're going to have an on the court time so you can actually do it, try it out. you know, create it, see what your questions are as you're doing it in conjunction with each other. And then we'll have some time for an example, a deep dive where you can see how it's working on the court. I wanna dive into some of your questions, and some of your questions may well already have been answered in the training portion and in the Zoom breakout rooms and whatever comes up from that for you, all right? So, but we'll make sure that the remaining questions are answered or whatever other questions you have coming up. So training on the court time with each other, and then so you can actually do it. So it's not just an idea, and then questions. Making sense? All right, so, and most of the questions, one of the questions I'm gonna have, I'm gonna dive into partway through our Zoom time probably, because it's gonna fit in there and it's gonna explain something for everybody around this material. And then the other questions we'll take toward the end, because some of them will be cleared up, as I say, through our work together. All right, that should be pretty clear. No questions about that, all good? All right, I would love to hear a couple wins. What has been rolling for you? Such a great experience, both to have the win, to know you had it, to celebrate and share it. All of these pieces train us in amazing ways beyond the scope of what I'm going to talk about right now. But, you know, even that we know we've had a win, we don't belittle our own wins, and that we are in the habit of sharing it with Dream Enablers. Who would like to share first? Yeah, Heidi, thank you. And then Yvonne.
The win I'd like to share was triggered in large part here with the challenge of finding the word as the guide for the year. And that, I've heard that before, and it has always made me very anxious because loving words as I do, choosing one feels like I'm leaving out all the rest. And I want those too. So I don't want to pick, because then I feel I'm ignoring all the other good stuff I want if I only pick one thing. And that has gotten in my way, and I have not chosen. And then here you put that out as a challenge again. And I thought, okay, I need to look at something here. And this is about making a decision.
Yes.
And choosing and saying this, and all the rest will be there, and maybe all the rest will come, but choosing. And then I was in a different environment, and I found that I didn't know where to go. And it was a virtual environment, and I'm, what link, and I don't know, and is it the right one? And I was getting upset and judging myself about, you're stupid, you don't know where to go, you always get lost, maybe you don't belong there. And I start doing that thing. And I said, I'm going to stop doing that. And I'm going to take a breath. And I asked for help. I posted I said, does anyone have the link to where I'm supposed to be right now? Because I don't know where it is. And some angel put it in. And I was there. And then when I was there, I thought to my, and it was a place, it was appropriate for people to share. And I'm there, and I thought, okay, I wasn't fully present because I was still, and I thought, my truth right now is that I am not fully present because I am still in this energy of being lost and upset. And I spoke that, and I said, for the last 45 minutes, I've been a crazy person looking, how do I get in, and how do I get in, and what, where's the link, and how come I don't know, and how does the world know except me, and why not, why don't I know, and I've been left out, and I was, and I've been upset, and here I am. I thought, I was worried I wasn't in the right place, and I don't, and the feedback was so beautiful, and the facilitator said, you're in the right place, because I had put myself into the right place. And all that to say, I woke up the next morning and I was gifted with a download of what my word is, what my phrase is. And it is show up.
Hmm.
Not only physically show up, but choose and show up how I choose to show up as. And I choose to show up as someone who is powerful and finds her way and makes it happen and got there anyway. And I managed to show up in the way I wanted to show up through the obstacles, sweating, and I showed up. And that's why I thought that is my key phrase for 2022. And that is the win I am celebrating here with you right now.
Oh, Heidi, so beautiful. Thank you for that. So beautiful on so many levels. I mean, talk about working it on the court, noticing the thing I'm bumping into, actually making it happen instead of shelf help. Was like, that's a nice idea to have a word. I think I'll do that, you know, an intention for the year, I'll do it next year. Like actually working it on the court so that it works for you. And also not getting stuck in, I already know that, oh, somebody else told me to do that before, so I didn't do it before, I'm not going to do it now. Like you did the opposite. You just dove in. And then noticing what's happening and using that as fuel, assuming that the universe conspires to support, knowing that the universe conspires to support us, gave you this, what didn't feel great at the time, that gave you an opening that will be, that will guide your entire year.
Right.
And then the importance of choosing, oh my goodness, because in every area of our business, choosing one talk. I'm not sure what talk to give, so I'm not going to give one. One gift, you know, here's my gift. I could have created 5,000 others, but here's my gift. One place to network. Oh, I don't know where to go, so I won't go anywhere. One place to give my talk. Which one is the very best one? I don't know yet. I'll wait 3 years, right? Actually choosing, landing on it, and knowing too that when we choose, so much else shows up out of that. I got chills when you said, you know, showing up, all the resonance of that and how that's going to guide your year. I mean, so beautiful on so many levels. What a great win and multiple layers of wins all around showing up. Thank you, Heidi. Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you, Marnie, for your sticker.
Oh, I love it. Marnie says, I have a sticker on my computer. Wake up, show up, shake it up. Beautiful. Love it. Yvonne, what's your win? Love to hear.
I came to the conclusion.
Oh, wait.
Yes. I put my notebook down and it must have hit my space bar, which normally never works to mute and unmute through the space bar, but hey, today it does. So late last year, I came to the conclusion that I needed to focus on my website for this first quarter. Make some drastic changes because everything in my company has shifted, everything has evolved. And, you know, the way how I work with people, with my clients, et cetera, what I do what I, and what I don't do. And so I've had the opportunity to work with another coach who was actually focusing on words and on creating, you know, like copywriting and things like that. And I got a very good foundation of my website. But it's still, you know, it's a little daunting thinking about, you know, revamping it and stuff like that. But this morning I prepared a piece that I want to shift on my website, and her and I went through it, and you know, we came to this beautiful piece that I'm now happy to do something with. So that's a big win for me, because initially I was like, oh my God, you know, I might say that I want to do this, but am I actually going to do this? So
thank you, Yvonne. So emotion. Congratulations. I think having an aim, putting it on the calendar, chunking it down, getting a piece of it done, moving it forward. Fantastic. And aligning with what your vision is right now. Beautiful. Thank you. Yes. Love it. All right. Anything else wanting to be shared? Yeah. Marnie, go ahead.
So with this class and with my other master class, lots of emphasis on getting the vision down and being really clear of, you know, where do I want to be in 2, 3, 5 years kind of thing. And as I was working on it for my other class, I realized that I had not written author on my vision. And so one night I was just sitting there going, just a minute, that's why I came into this community. That's what I was doing for 2 years. Where did that disappear to? And I thought, well, that might explain part of why I've been feeling not aligned. And so there's a book I've been wanting to write for, well, 30, 40 years. And on Monday, I actually started writing.
Oh, beautiful. Marnie, fantastic. Congratulations. Oh, beautiful wins. All three beautiful, such beautiful wins shared. I love it. And I love all that's moving in the community. I love your on-pointedness. You know, it's like, this is what I want. This is what I'm going after. This is what I'm doing. That focused intentionality. So, so, so beautiful. One more thing I want to mention, it's on my mind from some training that I'm doing with another trainer. I'm always a teacher and a student, right? And I think each one of you mentioned and work that I'm doing over here. And we do many things to grow our companies, but I want to mention the same thing that they mentioned to us this morning. It's like, before you engage in any other high ticket work in any other year-long program, come and talk to us about it. Talk to me about it first, right? Because you want to make sure that you're doing one-pointed work, that you build a racehorse, not a camel. You've got a deep dive investment here. So, and if you already are doing that somewhere else, don't worry. We will we'll absolutely find ways to allow for it to work together. That's not a problem. That's, you know, and I've worked with multiple mentors often. But just to notice that before you invest in something else, because I so want you to get everything, like squeeze out all the juice out of everything we're doing. So if you haven't yet, you know, created your talk and given it 100 times, if you haven't yet, you know, created your free gift and got it out in all the places that, you know, go ahead and do those pieces, because everything we're doing here, they're all core pieces. So not trying to discourage you from finding all kinds of ways to gain support for yourself, but make sure that you dedicate the time. For instance, it would be really easy for these next couple of weeks to slip away. Great, I've got other time to, I know you have other things in your life you want to do, get in shape, learn to cook, whatever it is, but keep that time dedicated for your work here, and you will find that, you know, it will skyrocket your success, give you more free time to do the cooking, to do whatever it is else it is that you love to do. So to stay focused. And it just came up because of what happened this morning. And then everybody's saying, oh, this other work. Fantastic. And you're doing a deep, deep dive here. Honor yourself in that. Every piece that we're doing, you want to make sure that you implement. And every single piece of training that we're doing too, I've done it probably not once, but multiple times and multiple iterations over. You know, we eat our, you know, I eat my own cooking in this company. This is what we've done. Exactly what we've done, and then leaving out the things that aren't so helpful and getting things in the right order so that it's easy for you. So yeah, just and so thank you for that reminder, and thank you for sharing your beautiful wins. Oh my goodness, you put together the force of the wins that we've heard and the energy behind them, and take that into your day. That alone, that is worth the whole call just for that, right? And we're going to do much, much more. Dawn, thank you. I saw your hand. Another win to share.
Well, I do have a win to share. I am glad that I was called with many referrals. So I know that my referrals are still coming in and I have new clients. So that's really important because I need to be standing strong in what I already do so I can support what I want to do and what I am doing. So that's my win. I got called with 4 referrals. The reason I rose my hand was because.
So before you get to that, I just pause for a second? Something so instructive. Can I just play with what you said a little bit?
Sure.
Did you notice how Dawn really had something else in mind, right? I'm like, oh, do you have a win? But then the whole time you were saying the win, you were getting ready to go somewhere else.
Yes.
Could you all feel that? It's such a great notice. Because we do that often. It's like, well, I'm going to get that thing done. I'm going to get over here. And then we're never fully present there. But then we won't be present in the next thing either, which is what Shavasana is all about, for instance, right? So even though you didn't even raise your hand about the wins, I want you to own that win that you just said that was so freaking phenomenal. And don't worry, in the next moment, then we can be fully present for you here. More likely too that the people listening to you will be fully present in the next moment too. So Dawn, it could just be a sentence. It doesn't have to be long, but will you please restate that win and just own it so we can actually hear it and be in this moment.
I'm glad that my referral source is sending me referrals, and that in this, just this new year, I received 4 referrals.
Full stop. Thank you. Yay. Really awesome. If you could hear the difference and feel the difference for you, Dawn, too, and all of you, between number 1 and number 2, raise your hand. Oh, so good. So good. Thank you. That's how I want you to be present, too, as we're diving into the free gift. That's why we go one piece at a time. They all work synergistically together. We want to stay with each piece. Stay with each that we're learning so we can understand that, master that. Stay with each breath so we'll be there for that breath. And now stay with this moment. So whatever it is that you want to share with us, now we're fully present with you, Dawn. Thank you so much. That was beautiful. All right. Now, what is it that you'd like to say?
I have a question for you, Michelle. It would really help me to create my talk if I could get a picture of that story board that you had of your talk.
Absolutely.
That would really help me to create my talk.
All of these resources are in Story Freedom Academy, and they are usually posted alongside of the recording of the talk. So that should have been posted quite a while back. You don't see it there, if you don't see it in Story Freedom Academy, under practical applications, under the video for these calls, then reach out to, that would be Amy@michellegunderson.com, and she'll help you with, when it's a technical thing, if you ask me, I'm going to go ask Amy. So she's the one, right? So I'm the slow link there. So that should already be there. And I'm so glad you underlined that, because we have so many resources that are there for you. The handouts are there. That storyboard is there. We have more resources that will be put up for you from Catapult Your Business with a Hot Free Gift. We've prepared a bunch of resources for you for that as well. So thank you for underlining that. And thank you for underlining the importance of it. If you study that storyboard, you have just that storyboard alone. That is a keys to the kingdom. That one talk that I've given, and remember Heidi's thing, like one thing, just choosing one thing. That one talk that I've given over and over and over again, next time I'm going to give it is tomorrow. And then on Friday again, you can register and watch me do that next iteration of the talk that I've been giving, same talk for years and years and years. You can watch me do it. It's in your inbox, right? It's not in your inbox. Reach out to Amy. But you should be on our list, and we're letting people know about that. I'm giving a talk, Stories That Sell, right? So thank you for that. You see how this simple structure of it, the talk has made $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 in 20 minutes when I can't sell, and more, right? And through all the structures and systems that I'm showing you, and each one of you can do this. It's not rocket science. It's in getting it simple. The work is in getting it simple with the talk, with the free gift. It's like paring it down to something simple, and we're going to do some of that work today. Helpful, Dawn?
Yes, I think it was, you said it's going to be posted with that last talk, last call.
Yes.
Should be
in
there.
Story Freedom Academy,
yeah.
Under practical applications. If for any reason it's not there yet or you can't find it, reach out to Amy.
Okay.
Let me know as well, just so I can see, you know, did we cross our wire somewhere? But I believe Amy posted that quite a while ago.
Okay.
And if we crossed wires again, we're going to make mistakes sometimes. Sometimes we'll make a mistake. Just let us know and we'll course correct as soon as we can. All right.
Thank you.
And I'm really glad you're looking for that resource. It's really, really great. You want to use all the resources we've given. Yeah. And that's a great, great, great one. It's a very, very simple structure, and simple enough. I didn't create that. Somebody watching the talk could create that live, because the structure was that easy to see, because I repeated it. I made sure, and remember, we talked about this. Now we're going to talk about that, right? Clear and simple. Yeah, really good. Okay. Anything else wanting to be said, without which we cannot go forward? All right. Jot down your biggest aha from the call already. I hope there have been many already. about choosing one thing, about sharing wins, about the importance of Shavasana, about how we say things. That's the power of words. We're in, on Thursdays, we're in practical applications, right? And the finding powerful words. Dawn gave us a great example. So many other things have already happened on this call, owning your wins, getting on the court and doing it, showing up. The power of community from Heidi's showing up to Marnie's post, right? So jot down your biggest aha, take a moment. Okay, thank you. Just wanted to empty out the room a little bit too. Lots of ideas already flowing. So just finish up that last sentence. And can you feel the difference in the room? There's an emptying out when we put it on the page, and then we're ready for more. That's one of the reasons we do that. All right, so the training portion of today's retreat. A free gift. What is it? Why does it matter? How do we do it? And then we go do it after, in the next segment, all right? Well, what is a free gift? I'm going to give you some canned definition. You tell me about it. You already in this room, we already know a little bit. Some have already built them and been working with them for years. Some of you, I've talked to you a little bit about it and you know it. You have an idea about it. What's a free gift in the context of a business? I want some canned definition. Just you tell me so we know what the thing we're even talking about. Somebody want to venture what it is? Diane, thanks.
It's a way to draw people in so that you can either have a conversation with them or offer them attendance to a webinar or something. So it's like the start of almost like a funnel, a sales funnel.
Yeah, it's the start of a conversation. And, most people in the industry, so you're not wrong in saying a funnel. Most people use that word. I'm glad you use that word so that I can mark a distinction and a difference here. I don't tend to use that word funnel. Again, not wrong. A lot of people would say that. I don't tend to use that word funnel because that word funnel, usually people think, I got a free thing, then I offer a dollar thing, then I offer $97, and people work their way. There's, all these people that get a free gift, and we work our way one step at a time until we get to this, high ticket at the end or the highest level that we do. And that's hard. I very rarely will you hear me hear that and say that word. Not wrong out there in the industry, people use it. But it is all those things you said. You start a relationship, you can get in a conversation. I'm like, how about my model really is free high ticket, maybe with a couple things in between, Why not go the easy route? And so it starts a conversation with somebody we could serve, and it gives them something for free. And that's it. That's all it is. Very, very simple tool. It's an essential part of marketing. It's a way that it's something that we do with people that we're just meeting who could be our potential clients, who are in our ideal client zone. We meet them. We want that free gift to be in their hands. We want them to consume it and use it. And it's something that really helps them. Making sense is a working definition of what it is. We all know what object we're talking about. Okay. So if we have some idea of what it is, here's the more important question. Well, we got to know what we're talking about first, but here's a question I want to get to. Why? Why do you think it's important to have a free gift that you can have ready to give to as many potential clients as possible, or the right potential clients? Or why would you even want to have such a thing? And I said, everybody, if you're listening to my voice, you need, I don't say that word very often, but you need a free gift. Why do you think it's important to have a free gift that you can give to potential clients? So many reasons. What do you think? Marnie, thank you.
Well, one of them is to start the relationship, but also it helps establish credibility and authority by sharing some critical information they can learn from. And it separates out the ideal client.
And it does what?
Separates out the ideal client.
Yes, thank you. All of those things. It's about a real relationship with real people, and we start the relationship somewhere. How about ending those? I'm going to add something to what Marnie said too, ending those endless like coffee clutches. Can I just pick your brain? I know you're an expert. Can I just pick your brain for 3 days or in a coffee that doesn't really, there's no structure, doesn't lead anywhere. Doesn't mean we're not going to give free things to people, but we want structures to take them from that free knowledge, wisdom, information, whatever it is, to being able to serve them at a deeper level. And when we have a free gift, it's like, hey, can I just pick your brain? I already did. Here's my free gift. You want to read it? And then maybe we can talk. You might not say that abruptly, but it's going to save you hours, right? It starts a real relationship, credibility, authority. And yes, your ideal client, I don't know, 10 ways to have your dog sit up and beg. I don't know. Well, if your client is people who want their dogs to sit up and beg, that's a great free gift for them. If you're like, I don't want my dog to be begging, then that's going to separate out those people, right? Or like, I don't even like dogs. I'm allergic to them, right? It calls to that one person that you're meant to serve, and it has us understanding them better and better by the creation of it. In order to create it, we have to think mindfully about who that person is. And to go back to Heidi's word from, you know, just a little short while ago, we need to choose. It's designed for that particular person. All right, what else? So great, Marnie, thank you. Yes, absolutely. What else? Why else would we want a free gift in our companies? Essential tool, essential. Yeah, Heidi and then Anna Maria. I don't actually know whose hand was up first. I was momentarily looking away. So if it was you, Anna Maria, don't take it personally. You're next. So Heidi first and then Anna Maria.
Giving something of value lets you ask for something of value, meaning their email address. It lets you get something you can then use to have conversations with them and reach out to them. And you've given them something, you're acknowledging that what they're giving you is valuable and you're giving them something valuable in return.
Thank you. So there's an exchange there. And have you ever gone to a networking event? You happen to meet somebody, they got your card and all of a sudden you're on their list. How do you feel? Ugh, it's horrible. It's like, you just took my email, right? So it leads from generosity. Here, I have something for you. It's really valuable. And in exchange, is it okay if we're in touch with each other? So it starts from a deep place of honoring. It starts from generosity, and it doesn't, you know, it doesn't start from stealing, which people do sometimes. Like, they start the foundation of their company by stealing. I'm going to steal your email and put it on my email list. Oh, and if you've ever accidentally done that and didn't know that, don't do it anymore, right? And if it's been done to you, it's like, oh, it just doesn't feel good. Hey, will you give me your contact information? I want to be in a relationship in connection with you. You've got some pain in my area, and I think this thing will help you. And you give away the best of what you've got, and you give it for free. That's how we're being in the world. We start from service. This connects with what we were talking about in practical applications. We start from service. We start from giving, like Thomas Tadlock and my Uncle Paul. Remember that from the other series, right? So thank you, Heidi. Beautiful. Yes, yes, yes. Anna Maria, why do we want a free gift?
I really think that it helps people to feel appreciated and valued.
Mm-hmm. Going back to that example that I said, it's like, oh, wow, you're an expert in this area. Can I sit down with you for 10 hours in an undirected conversation and I can just lift everything from you, you know, in this conversation? Like, oh my goodness, I don't have time to build my business then, right? Hey, those very questions you're asking, I actually put it in a free gift. Would you like to receive it? I think it'll answer the questions you're asking me and many, many more things. It's something of value. It's something that that person actually wants. So we're solving problems for free for them. Again, it sets up a beautiful, beautiful relationship from the beginning. Thank you, Anna Maria. Beautiful. Dawn, was that a hand that was lifting, or were you just like hand up, pushing your hair back or something at the moment?
Oh, I didn't even notice. I put my hand up for Heidi and also for Anna Maria. I really like the
awesome. Thank you. Anything else about why we would want this? Yeah, Marnie, thank you.
It differentiates you from the others in your field.
Beautiful. I love it. So there's a, maybe you do somebody's hair. Well, lots of people do people's hair. What's different about you? Why should I listen to you and not somebody else? Or why should I go to you and not somebody else? What, who are you anyway? You know, it's like the chiropractor who only works with back pain when people have been in car injuries, got injured in a car accident. Oh, that's exactly me. Oh, and you've got a gift about it. Great. Thank you. Right. So versus just chiropractor, and I help everybody and anybody, you know, right? So who are you? And what is your expertise? What's the problem, the real problem that you solve? So these are all great reasons, all great reasons. Yeah, Yvonne, go ahead.
It built your list.
Yes, absolutely it does. You want a list. Your list is your gold. Your list is your retirement. Your list is the way you serve people and grow your following. And some people will say, oh, people don't open the email rates, use texting and so on. All these, you can use other methods as well, but your list is your list. You own that. You could grow a Facebook community and Facebook could just change the rules tomorrow and shut you down and you've got no recourse. In fact, I know people that have happened to, 100,000 people in their Facebook community, and it just got shut down through some technicality that they didn't know, no recourse. You can lose your business essentially if you had only that overnight, but you take them from there and then they're on your list and you own that. And so you have that ability to stay connected with them. It is still the bread and butter. It's still the foundation. And our list is where we nurture people. People might not be ready to buy today, but they'll be ready next year. Anna Maria, actually, what a great example, right? We have known each other and done some work for quite a while. And we just needed some time together and you were doing different pieces. I've done that with mentors as well. And then it's time. So we want to stay in contact with those people, right? And it can be from that or it can be right away. Diane, we didn't know each other as long. It's like, here's a gift. This might help you out. And then let's have a conversation. I wonder if there's more work that we can do that could help you, right? So it grows our list. Thank you. Yeah, Heidi, go ahead.
It also is a way to invite people, include people. And I think a lot of people in the world feel left, speaking for me, for my prior example, left out of the where all the main activity is happening. And this is an opportunity to reach a hand to someone and say, would you like to join me in this thing I think you would benefit from? Mm. And people love being invited because then they feel wanted.
People feel wanted, people feel seen. When we really dial it in that it's for that person, it's like, how did you know? And I feel like that, right? And I never even realized that part of that the problem that's even deeper than I knew, but you've got, and then you told me how to solve that. And you did all that for free. Like, it's loving on people in a deep, deep way. And think of what that does. This goes beyond the scope of just the nuts and bolts of building a business, but I know that we're not in this community just for, you know, I want to build my business and make a bunch of money and go, you know, retire on a beach. Maybe you even want that. I like that. I like being on beaches, right? But it's about what are we doing to transform the planet? And imagine this free gift alone, all of the benefits of it for the people that we're reaching out to, right? So fantastic. Thank you. So I wrote down a whole bunch of things. You talked about many of them, right? I'm going to underline one of the things that you didn't say, but was implicit, is crucial part of marketing, which is essential to your company, and reference marketing as story last December, right? You can go back to that. It forms one piece of marketing, how we reach out and be in connection with the people who could be potential clients. That kind of outreach, right? It allows us to nurture them, like we talked about with Anna Maria, for instance, that they'll buy later. Real relationships starts from generosity. You can grow your list. Let me see. Oh, one thing we didn't mention. So we will learn more about this on Thursday. sales and strategy sessions, real conversations with real people that we might be able to make an offer to, like Mary Kay celebrated last time, right? Diane was celebrating something similar too, but Mary Kay's like, wow, I made this offer and had a high ticket, new level high ticket client, right? That doesn't happen through an email campaign. Investments like that require real conversations. When you have a free gift, it helps to what we call in business language, qualify that prospect. In more like everyday language, when you give that person the free gift and they read or consume it in whatever it is, they watch it, they listen to it, it helps them enter your world. It brings them more inside the party. They're more informed, they have better questions, they're readier for whatever it is that you may be offering to them that is of service if they're your ideal client, all right? So they come to a strategy session and they already, sometimes people come to a very simple structure I've been using for years, Anatomy of an Empowering Story, somehow I meet them, Anatomy of an Empowering Story, read that, let's have a conversation. And for not always, but for many of the right people, they go, oh my goodness, I read it 3 times. I underlined things. Oh, this was just like me. Oh my goodness, I'm scared about this part. Like they interact with it because they know it to be them. Not always. Sometimes they go, meh, meh, not always, but it helps to qualify them. Okay, what are the pieces that you didn't like? What are the pieces that you did like? It goes into a deep dive conversation then. Getting to know the top of mind problem of your ideal client. You have to get to know them to be able to write this. We won't accidentally have your dog sit up and beg. It's like, no, wait, I don't even like it when dogs sit up and beg. And I'm actually working with babies, you know, like, or like I think of Heidi, you know, choosing another aspect of that choosing that Heidi was talking about, not autistic moms, like moms with autistic kids, but moms with kids with severe autism needing to choose. Who is that person? And I'm going to create a very different free gift for moms in general, moms with autistic kids, moms with severely autistic kids. Can you see that just even at a glance, I would create a very different pamphlet, a very different or free gift or checklist or whatever it is, you know, for kids, moms in general, too broad. I might go, how to get your kid on the baseball team. I don't know. How to get your kid into Harvard. Those are very different audiences, right? How to get, you know, no, it's specific for that person and what they need and what's keeping them up at night and what's actually really going to help them. All right, let me see. Oh, when speaking, I'm going to get another couple of why we want this free gift. If we don't know why, we're not going to do it. We're not going to take the energy, something else will distract us, right? I really always want us to know why at the foundation. When you're speaking, and we were talking about speaking, all these things fit together. These are all essential components for your businesses. So when you're speaking, you could invite people to speak with you. Let's say you're speaking to an audience of 100 people and you only have 9 slots on your calendar next week and you haven't hired somebody to do those sales for you yet, for instance. And then they've all filled up. And those people got to the back of the room first, and the next 9 people would have been your ideal clients and they got no way to get in touch with you and you've just lost them. Or you only had spots on Tuesday and they can't come and they kind of disqualify themselves out of shyness, or they weren't in the right room, or they got in a little later like Heidi did in that moment and she was a perfect person, but she wasn't there quick enough for whatever reason. Or something comes up that day and they had that appointment and then it gets canceled. But if you have a free gift, instead of offering the conversations, you can offer it to everybody. You do what you call lead collect. You gather their names, put them on your list. Now you're in a conversation with many, many, many of them. As all of your ideal clients from that room, if you've got the right free gift, they will say yes. It's something they really, really, really want. And then from, let's say it's 100 people, maybe 80 of them or 90 of them or depending what room it is, 50 of them. If it's the wrong room, 20 of them, you know, but that's okay. Still 20 of them were the right people, said yes. And all of those people you're now in conversation with. If you can see that that's a much more powerful way to use your speaking time, raise your hand. You want that free gift, right? You want that free gift for speaking, but also many, many other areas in your company. And we will talk about that in just a second. All right. So jot down your favorite reason to create your free gift. Many reasons we listed. What's the one that comes to mind for you first? Let's jot it down. I want it for speaking. Oh my goodness, right. I want to talk to people who are more qualified. I want people to stop picking my brain. I don't know, whichever one it was for you. I want to be in a real relationship with people. Many, many reasons. You choose. Okay, thank you. And that's just emptying out the room a little bit. So I would love to hear from you then. Okay, that's what it is. That's why we want it. Next, I want to talk about, so we've talked about what and why. I want to talk about where. Where could we use our free gift? I mentioned speaking. I mentioned before strategy sessions. Where else might you want to use your free gift in and for your company? Can you think of some other areas? If I ask you first, I've got some ideas, and there's many, many places. There's more than I'm going to share with you, many, many places, but I want you to think about it. You'll remember better when you think first and hear from others. Where do we want to use this free gift? Yvonne?
On my website.
Yes, goes on your website. In fact, it's the most important thing on your website. You want your website, one yes at a time, to lead, collect. We want somebody there to stop long enough to get your free gift, and now you're in a conversation. That is the reason for your website above anything else. Thank you. Where else? Dawn, thank you.
I think of everywhere, because just like stories are everywhere, in the doctor's office, in the coffee shop, and in the market, in the store you're in, or wherever you are.
Thank you. Multiple places, and where you find your ideal clients, right? So your free gift might not go to the top of Mount Everest, but maybe it does go there if you're teaching about climbing Mount Everest. I don't even know, right? Everybody who gets to the top is, or to the top of another mountain, it's like, you got here. I just want to give you this in case you aspire to, you know, right? That one was not on my page, but, you know, so where is it your ideal clients are hanging out? You want that gift in their hands all over the place. All right. Yvonne, I don't know if you've got it in front of you. I've got my notes printed out in front of me for our call today, but if you can find the where to use your free gift, I would love to put it in the chat for everybody. And I just want to run through it. So just some of the ideas that I had about where. Networking, and Yvonne, though, we'll put the list in the chat. Thank you so much, Yvonne. Networking. Hey, that's so interesting. Oh my goodness, that I want to ask you about this, right? Don't go look at the chat yet, but it'll be there for you afterwards. Like, stay with me, all right? Networking. Let me pick your brain. Hey, do you want my free gift? You know, here's where you can get it. And you make sure that when they get your free gift, they're now on your list. Speaking, we talked about that already. Joint venture partners, like people that you're partnering with in different ways. Maybe they have a high-end group, and they could really use your wisdom and information in that area. So, hey, would you like this free gift for your group? Do you need content for your people? Do they have this problem? This would solve it, right? So events. My free gift has been used at different events. It's like, here, you know, when you're sponsoring, sometimes you can sponsor an event. I didn't put that down, but that's related to events. You're sponsoring an event and you give that free gift away at that event. eWomen Network does this. You know, you get a vendor table. I didn't write that down, but you get a vendor table. And one of the things you want, a great thing to do with that, you got 1 minute to talk about your stuff. All you're doing is offering, creating hunger and desire for that free gift. So you have more than a minute to converse with them, all right? So you start a connection. Giveaways, you see us periodically. I think we're just finishing one now. We just finished one. If you look at the emails that we sent you, giveaways where a bunch of people have free gifts and we all get to connect with each other's lists and find people on their list who we might help, right? So again, it's related to growing our list. Opt-in pages, and we'll talk about that another day. I think it's in February, where we help you create your opt-in page. If you don't have an opt-in page, you can have a free gift before you have an opt-in page, right? But it's just, hey, do you want this free gift? Click here, put in your name and email address, optional phone number, and I'll give you the free gift. So that's the only thing for them to do on that website opt-in page. a squeeze page. They're called different things, but it's just a page. It's a website with one thing to do. Click here, get the gift. Give away in an email sequence to other people's lists, right? Sometimes other people are looking for content, and maybe you can do an exchange. You give somebody's free gift and they give yours for somebody who compliments what you do but doesn't compete. You can give, I mentioned this before, SS's strategy session for a more so your prospect is more qualified. We mentioned that on your email signature. Hey, get my free gift here. Multiple places where you can use your free gift, right? That and so many more. So write down your favorite one. You got the whole list there. You can save the chat at the end. What's your favorite place? Where do you want to use yours? Use yours first once you have it. I say top of the list, you know, networking, speaking, right? It was at the top of the list, I think. And that's what we're learning, practical applications, those first places, right? But what's your favorite there? All right. Thank you. Just finishing up that sentence. Is this making sense so far? Y'all still with me? Yeah. Not rocket science. It just makes sense. But how many of us have done it? Let's just understand what it is, understand the function in our companies, and then just go do it. Just get this. This is a key component. It's like trying to bake a cake if you didn't have flour, or bake a cake without, I guess you could bake a cake without eggs. Or, you know what I'm saying. Make a souffle without whatever is in souffles. You know? All right. So some examples of free gifts. What could a free gift be? You've seen in My Anatomy of an Empowering Story, probably all of you. That's an ebook. What else could a free gift be? I did that ebook some years ago. It's not what most people would recommend these days. People want to consume things very, very quickly, but worked for years. I'm still using it. It's not wrong. It takes a little more time to build an ebook than some other things, right? What else could be? It's not wrong at all. Could be shorter. Could be a one-page ebook if you wanted it to be. What else could a free gift be? Give me some examples. Yeah, Diane.
Even something like a free meditation or several meditations in a group?
Sure, free meditation. So it could be some kind of audio, a meditation or something else, right? Yeah, what else? Heidi and then Yvonne.
Tips for something.
Tips, yes, people need tips.
Yes.
Tips. Yeah, and that's very easily consumable. Meditation doesn't take them long to listen to. Tips are highly consumable. Yvonne, did you have your hand up as well? Yvonne.
Checklist.
A checklist. Oh, that's a great thing. Let's say you are help people plan trips. Here's a checklist for the things you're going to want to make sure you bring. Right? What else? Let's hear one more. Mary Kay.
A video and also games.
A game, yes, a video, a game, thank you. All right, and Yvonne, I didn't know that I was going to do this, but you know, I was brainstorming, thank you. If you can cut and paste, gave you a whole bunch of examples of free gifts. Again, you could just save the chat later. If you're not sure, sometimes I just save it partway and then you can save it again later, right? So then you've got it. And if you don't know how to save the chat, it's just those three dots, right? Three dots, you click the three dots, it says save chat. We let you save the chat. So checklist, quick tips, top mistakes, an ebook, helpful links guide. You know, the three websites for X that every X person needs to go visit. The one of my mentors, it was like the 10 most important apps for every beauty specialist to know. I mean, she grew her list hugely by this. Like, what apps do you need to know, right? Do you need to have access to? Recording of your signature talk. Your gift could be a recording of your talk. Wouldn't you like people to consume that? Wouldn't it be helpful to them? That's an example of a free gift. An electronic email course, right? So here's a course, you know, here's five, you know, just five tips that are dropped off in your inbox every day or once a week or whatever it is, a fun assessment, a quiz, a one-page power resource. Here's the three essential resources you need. And the one you have to avoid if you're gonna not waste your time, right? It could be a video or audio training. We mentioned that, like the meditation, for instance. a handout they opt into during your talk. Hey, I know you're getting down the notes as quick as you can, but don't worry, I've got it all written down for you afterwards. You don't, that's how you lead collect in the room. You know, I have it all written down. All you need to do is, and however they get to that, and there's, you know, ways that you can do that. There's like texting programs where you just text this number as for more down the way as a more sophisticated setup. It could be write your name down on this list. You know, there's different ways that you can collect that. But, you know, hey, you know, don't worry. I know you're trying to get all the juice out of this. I've got it written down for you. You can get the notes afterwards, or you can get the slides from my talk afterwards. Just need your name and email and your optional phone number, right? A participant workbook. Hey, I've got this 3-hour training for free. That itself is a free gift in a way, right? And if you want the workbook that goes along with it, or I'm doing this training for my friend's group and they get to go there within the group for free. But if you also want the notes or background information or something extra, you know, click here, right? Email address, et cetera. Quick tips from your signature talk. Here's the 3 things most people miss, or an elaboration on this point, right? You could record a 5-minute audio answering top questions that people ask you. The 5 top questions people ask about in X, and the mistake most people make when they do number 1, right? It could be, you could take a part of something you've already done. Something you already have and repurpose it. It could be a book, a talk, an article, a webinar, a social media post, and you take a part of it and repurpose it. If this already gives you an idea that, oh, wait, I have some things lying around that I could turn some piece of it into a free gift, raise your hand. Maybe I've already got something bubbling up that I could already, okay, fantastic. Lots of hands. Yeah, like what? I think that's just about the whole room. Thank you. All right. We have also, so those are examples of the kinds of things you can do. We've also given you some free gift examples. And do we have that? I think that's, let me just show you it. And this will also be in Story Freedom Academy. So I think the best way to do that is to share the screen right now. I do have it here somewhere. There it is. Okay. I know you haven't seen it yet. I'm just enjoying it over here myself. All right. So this, you guys can all see that. Let me scroll up so you can see it better. Catapult your business with hot free gift examples. So I'm not going to go through each of these right now. It would take our whole time together to go through each one of these, but just know in Story Freedom Academy, you will have access to this Anatomy of an Empowering Story ebook. That's the first one that I created that I still use. First one I ever created, I created in an hour. And I think you still have access to it somewhere in Story Freedom Academy, right? So, and I used it quite a bit early on. And 7 quick tips for to create an inspiring story that sells. The free gift and then the opt-in. Empowering stories for entrepreneurs. So we have Anatomy I created in 2015. 7 quick tips I created a couple of years ago. Empowering stories for entrepreneurs, we created last week, I think it was, because we needed it. Because we were in a giveaway where everybody was sharing their free gifts. And they're like, it has to be something you haven't used before. We had something lying around, which was our Empowering Stories for Entrepreneurs interview series that we did a year ago. We packaged it up and turned it into a free gift. I also gave you my friend Jennifer's hot offer checklist. And you'll be able to take a look at those. I think I want to, let me just share again so you can see what some of these look like. I'm not sure if it goes over to the other screen or not. Hang on, let me see if I can find it. Okay, so let's see if I click over, will you actually follow me or not? I can't remember if that's how it goes. So can you see Anatomy of an Empowering Story right now? So this is my ebook, and it didn't used to have that cover. We put a fancier cover on it, right? And then Anatomy of an Empowering Story, it's not even a great title. People don't know what it means. They have to be a little bit inside the party before they understand. That's why we've got Why a Simple Story Can Be a Game Changer for Your Business, right? And the subtitle came later. It wasn't perfect. We did it anyway. My friend Jennifer, can you see when I click over here? Do you see that? Did it click over to Jennifer's? Yeah, she's just got a checklist, and hers is designed to create overwhelm, really. You know, if you're creating an offer, oh my goodness, here's all the things I need. I better get this checklist, and then I better go do work, further work with her. All right. So you can be a checklist as an example of it. 7 quick tips for an inspiring story that sells. I give a little blurb here. I think if I slide down, you'll see it. And I just came up with, what are these tips? You know, let me see. Tell a story. You got to nail the delivery. It connect to the story of the larger purpose and so on. So it's immediately useful to people, right? And then Empowering Stories for Entrepreneurs, how to create an unstoppable business one story at a time. I interviewed all these people and then we turned it into a free gift and we handed out one day by day. I know you can see it as I scrolled through quickly, but I just wanted to give you some idea that you can go through and spend a couple hours looking at those and playing with them if you want. And each one is designed to create, both to solve a problem and create hunger and desire for the next step. All right. Any questions about that? You can spend, that's some part of what you can spend your time with in the next few weeks. Don't get lost there. Generate some ideas by looking at it, but then go do your own. Go do it beyond the court, create it, get it done. Make sense? All right. So some tips on how to create your own, any questions or anything like burning questions without which we can't go forward. What it is, why it matters, the kinds of gifts you could create, starting with something you already have. It's a great place to start for your first free gift. Usually you could have it tomorrow. And then some examples. Any questions so far before we go into some ways to design it? And then we'll be on the court in Zoom room so you can do it piece by piece. Questions? Clear so far? Okay. Jot down your biggest aha about free gifts in general from everything we've done. It might be, oh, I could use something I already did. That could be a great aha. It might be, there's many different kinds I get to choose, but thinking about Heidi, I better choose one, right? Or whatever, it might be combining different things that we've done. So take a minute, jot down your biggest aha about free gifts. Okay, I would love to hear one or two ahas, just brief ones. Oh, I could use something lying around. Oh, a checklist could be a free gift. I could use my talk for my, I don't know what your aha is. I better choose one. Oh, getting it done makes a difference. Let's hear from one or two of you because I want to know what it is that you're hearing. What's your aha? What's opening for you now about free gift? Oh, I didn't know how important it was. I didn't know it went everywhere. I don't know. What is it for you? Is that a hand? Yvonne, thank you.
For me, it was a good reminder to repurpose stuff. Mm-hmm. I know this and I don't think of it often enough. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said, these are the free gifts we have, but we have a meditation free gift or a Shavasana free gift. I forgot to list it because we've used it for different reasons. And I repurposed it because somebody had asked for it in our community. So I created it for our community. One day we needed another free gift and I talked to my team and it's like, oh, right, we could just reuse that. Is it good enough? Yvonne, you remember that too? I'm like, was that really good enough? I'm my own editor about it. So Yvonne actually listened to it for me. I was like, yeah, Michelle, it's fine. So we used it for a broader audience, you know? And here I knew that it would serve people understand what Shavasana is, but it wasn't, you know, good enough out there. It's like, just get it done. So to use something you've already got. Absolutely. What else? What's your aha about your free gift, Diane?
Well, it's sort of the same as Yvonne's. When I have clients come in, I have them do a self-assessment as to where they're at mentally, emotionally, and physically. So I can add to it and maybe use that.
Absolutely. It's sitting right there already. Right? It can be simpler and easier than we think. You could add to it. And another suggestion, I don't know which one is better for you. And you can lean in with this community, get on a connection call, brainstorm about it. And either one could work. You could add to it. You could take stuff away. I don't know how many things you've got in your self-assessment. Let's say you've got 10 questions. You could give people three questions, the three key questions people need to know X, right? And then if you want to know more, it goes from there to when I work closely with people, there's seven other questions. You want to know what they are. And then those get dripped out or come talk to me about it or whatever, right? Creating hunger and desire for the next step. Or it could be more, like whatever you choose, or it could be an adaptation of it, or it could be the same thing. It could be the thing itself. Thank you, Diane. All right, beautiful. Let's hear one more. Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah, Heidi.
The reminder to make the choice through the eyes of the client, not my eyes.
Right.
Because you mentioned when we saw Jennifer's list and you laughed about it being the overwhelm of it because there were, 50 things. And my first thought when I saw that, maybe we type A entrepreneurs would say, oh, more information, I need it. But my mom's would be fire hose. Oh my God, no time, too much, goodbye. And for me, the guidance of that would be, tell me one thing I need to know. Uh-huh. Maybe I'll let in one thing.
We have to know our ideal client and who they are. For the wrong people, they would go, man, I'm out of here. That's too much. Right. And Jennifer teaches with a lot of information too, So it's already this style of how that person learns. And maybe for instance, for Heidi, for an overwhelmed mom who has a severely autistic child who's just feeling completely drained, it might be the wrong style for that person. Or maybe when they're further inside the party, but getting inside their heads, which is why we're going to be doing some more on the ideal client. You see how this fits together on Thursday. We're going to be doing some work on that, right? So getting inside their head, what really, really matters to them will help us determine both the form of the gift and what's in it and what we put in and what we leave out, depending on what problem we're solving, what problem remains, and where we're taking them next, right? And also, not to get too in our heads about this, let me go away and think about it for 3 years, which one will be my best ideal gift. No, the next 30 days, you have your free gift. Hopefully the next week, but give yourself 30 days. By 30 days from now, everybody in the room has a free gift, right? So on the court, in action. And yes, who's it for really, really matters. Really great. Anything else bubbling up, wanting to be shared? Anna Maria, thank you.
I was thinking what you said, that a free gift can help someone solve a problem that has been in their mind. So that was a big revelation for me to understand that.
Thank you for underlining that. That's so important. And that takes us into the training part about, how we create that. Remember I said I'd say, I'll give you a bit of a structure around that. Already we all know so much about it. Diane could go off this call and she already has a free gift if she wants it. Good enough. Right. She could use that right away. And we can continue to tweak our free gifts. We can create more down the way. We can get it out there in more places. So there's always, it's an ongoing thing, but not in the sense of one day I'll have one. I have one, I use it, I can tweak it, I can make it better, or I could have a different one, or I could use it in different places, right? On the court, actually using it, not waiting forever. You got that, I hope. That one's huge, right? All right, so what's the problem they have? If it doesn't address that, why would they bother? It's right when we're meeting somebody. So if it's like the Mary Kay, your work comes to mind, they might not yet be ready because they don't understand what the word loving presence means when you very first meet them in a large, large audience. So the free gift might not have those words, but it might if they've already heard you speak. And then why do they want it? Why does it matter to them? What burning thing inside them is it going to solve for them right away? So it's like, I have to have that. I have to have that. Thank you, Anna Maria. Beautiful. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. So anything else bubbling up without which we can't go forward? I want to give you a bit of a structure. And then our second part of our retreat together today is going to be actually doing it. So you get to play with these ideas and actually do and create so that you'll either have a free gift by the end of today, or you'll have one that's good enough for now. And you'll have an idea about the one that you want to build. And then you'll be able to go out on the court and know what to do to build it, right? Ideally, you'll already have one. It's in your back pocket and you could use it for now. And then in 30 days from now, you have the one that when I created Anatomy of an Empowering Story, we're still using it, created it years and years ago, right? So anything needing to be said? Okay, Let me just go through some, and you're still with me. You can stay with me just for a bit of an outline and then we'll have a break. Yeah, you can stay with me for, I don't know how long it'll be. Might be 10 minutes maybe, I'm not sure. We'll see. But none of this will not, this is not gonna sound like rocket science. This will make sense to you from everything we've already done and from putting it together with other pieces that we do in the year. So, underlining again, forget about perfect. Get one done, have one. Who will commit to having a free gift by 30 days from now? Diane already has one. She could do like, I already got it today, Michelle. We'll commit to, I'm gonna have a free gift by 30 days from now, even if it's cutting out something that I've already done. I'm just looking around the room, like I'm waiting for everyone's hands to go up. I will have some kind of free gift. And Mary Kay's like, Michelle, I'm not putting my hand up. You know that we've been working, I already have one. You know, so that's 100%. Thank you. That's a sea change for our community. Do you get that? You've all just committed. So jot it down on your calendar. What's 30 days from now? Today is the January 18th. So would that be February 17th? How perfect. Ready for the high ticket virtual retreat. Oh, how wonderful. So let's use that as our marker by the high ticket virtual retreat. Everyone in this room has a free gift, yeah? And everyone, if you're listening to my voice afterwards, you have a free gift. Or if you're listening to it later, you know, 30 days from now. Okay, good. So forget about perfect, get one done, let it be perfectly imperfect. You could even have one, we've said 30 days, but you could have one that you use. Diane could use one after, like by the end of tonight. Make sense? And you all have that when you look around about what's, Marnie could take an excerpt from her book, one of her books, and say, and think of a question around it and give three pointers from one of her books. And Marnie, if pressed and somebody said, you know, somebody you loved would die if you didn't have a free gift by the end of tonight, would you be able to do it? Of course, right? Of course. Not that I don't want somebody you love to die. All right. Let's make it easier. You know, you will lose your favorite dessert, you know, whatever, right? If you haven't done that tonight. What I'm trying to say is like Yvonne's going, oh no, not that.
Not my dessert.
You're all hearing it by the end of today. If push came to shove, you could all have a free gift by the end of today. Am I right? Anyone going, yeah, but not me? Dawn is not so sure. I've got something special from your survey, but before the end of today, all right? So Dawn, let me just give you what Diane said. Oh, it could be a meditation. Dawn, could you record a 3-minute meditation and have that to give to somebody by the end of today if push came to shove?
I think I have a good idea. I do.
Ah, okay. So you could have a free gift by the end of today if you wanted. Yeah. So we gave you 30 days, but you could have one good to go for today, you guys. And then you could think about it and construct one. I don't suggest, this is an answer to Yvonne's question. She's going to answer questions later, but Yvonne asked a question about, I've heard that you should create one once a quarter because you should keep it fresh. And I just want to address that one right away. Get one done. Get one done and have it be good. Start out with one that's good enough right away. And then an anatomy, I'm glad I spent the time on it. And time doesn't have to be months and months and months. I mean, thinking, right? About the one that will really help my ideal client. And then get it, go ahead and get it out there and have it be working. Once you have one that actually works in your company, then you can start multiplying them. But, you know, let's say I created 10 and none of them really work in my ideal client. It doesn't speak to them. And I'm like, what's the point? So having one and having it circulate and knowing how a free gift works. And then you can go ahead and create other ones after that. Make sense? And know that you probably are already doing that. So Yvonne's question still is a great idea to do, but let's be strategic in our companies. One talk, one free gift, one place to start networking, and then I'll network in a bunch of places. One first place to give my talk and then a bunch of places, right? Start with one and have it work. Okay. So have fun with it. So here's the outline that I want to give you. Is that making sense? Still all with me? Just makes sense, right? Good. All right. Outline of what we put into our free gift, like how we think about it, in order to make that free gift really fly. Again, get one done. What have you got lying around? Just go use that. And then these are the things I would be thinking about in order to really have that free gift work for you and your company. So get one immediately. Diane can use that survey. And then maybe she'll take, maybe her next iteration will be taking that survey and polishing it for the purpose of a free gift the way we use it. So she's just going to change a couple of the questions. She's going to throw a couple of them out. She's going, you know what I'm saying? So here's the one she uses immediately. And here's the one that's a little more polished in the ways that we're going to talk about right now. So have fun with it. Have fun with it. So first, who is this free gift for? We already covered that, right? Know who they are. You need a clear idea of who the client is. It's not just moms in general. That's going to be a very generic gift. Mom with a severely autistic kid. And it could even be, it's not for people, you know, a mom who is like, can you, even there, she could be more specific, like a mom who is, you know, 95 on her deathbed and her autistic adult child is still around and she's figuring out who should be caring for her, you know, adult autistic, severely autistic child next, when she's going to die next week. I mean, right, I'm trying to be really specific here. Doesn't that person have very different needs than somebody, a kid who's just been diagnosed? Then, you know, so who exactly do you want to work with? Who exactly is your ideal client? More on Thursday about that. That's how all this stuff fits together, right? And you can also do it right away. Like, I have a pretty good idea, it's this person, and I'm just go for it, right? What's the problem that you solve? What's the transformation? And to go back to Heidi's example, it could be that working with the best doctor, medical doctor, is the most, I'm not saying that it is, but let's say, is the most important thing you could do for your kid. And maybe Heidi's business was all built around that, finding the right professional who will be the right doctor, who will not steer your kid into weird medicine, but will, her whole company could be built around that, right? So what's the problem you solve? I don't think that's the problem that Heidi solves, but it could have been, right? So that free gift will be very different. And where does she want to lead them to eventually? Maybe it's to a convention of professionals and she always wants them to go to this. That's not what Heidi wants, right? What's the problem that you solve? With Heidi, I think it's more like the mom is strung out and at her wit's end, but she can't be so at her wit's end that she's unwilling to seek help. She can't be drowning. It's not her ideal client. The mom who's tried things, who's done enough, she's like fed up, ready for change, and knows that change can happen and that some key resources will make her child's life better. She might not even know that it's for herself yet. Can you see how without Heidi's ideal client, the specificity of who that person is and what the transformation is? The transformation for Heidi is your kid will live a better life. Maybe not even that she will. She's not ready for that yet. In order for her kid to live a better life, she's going to have to take care of herself and she's going to have a better life. But that's not the free gift. 10 ways to relax when you have a severely autistic child is not her free gift then. If that mom doesn't know that, she's not ready for that. The three key mistakes, this is a kind of like in your face one, the three key mistakes that moms of autistic, severely autistic kids have that ruin their chances for a decent life. That's kind of in your face, right? Like, oh, I need to know that. Or the one key mistake that most parents of autistic, severely autistic kids make that causes them the deepest anguish and what to do about it. Aren't they going to need that, right? Or right, something, you know, and people's pain, like what's their real pain? So who's this free gift for? You have to know who your ideal client is. What's the problem you solve? What's the transformation? And the transformation is, what's your ultimate, there's different levels of the transformation. What's the ultimate thing that you provide for them? Inside Heidi's work, I believe, right? Down the way, the transformation is that mom is actually going to live a way better life. That's inside the party, but she's not going to decorate the door that way. But Heidi needs to know where she wants to take them, because that free gift better be a stepping stone along the way. If she wanted to take them to the doctor's convention, that free gift is going to have different content than if she wants to take them to their better life or give them every second weekend off, or I don't know what it is, but she better know what it is. Because it's there's going to be a story, a path, a problem-solution path that's going to lead them there. Who is it for? What's the deep transformation you offer? And then what's their top-of-mind problem? This should be evident from everything we've already done. That mom isn't thinking about how she gets a break. She hasn't even got there yet. what she's thinking about is, I don't know, Heidi, can you tell us one thing that your mom is thinking about? Because Heidi knows, right?
She just wants her kid to have a better day.
So it's not that he's going to have a better life, or she's going to have, the kid's going to have a better life a year from now. It's like, my kid is having a horrible day right now. And so her free gift is going to address somehow that top of mind problem. It's like, the three things to do when your kid, I don't know, you know this world, I don't, right? And my nephew is not severely autistic, so it's different. But my guess may be something like this, and you're going to be the one who knows. And those moms know, and you're going to talk to them in strategy sessions, find more and more about what their idea, what their top of mind problem is, and that gets fed into your free gift. And you just go with good enough and you do it. So what's their top of mind problem? It, you know, what's keeping them up at night? And it might be three things you can do to stop your severely autistic child's tantrum right in the middle of it. And the one thing that you must not do, because the whole rest of the day will be ruined. I don't know. I'm making this up. But it's got to be something not like how to have a better vacation 3 years from now when your autistic, severely autistic child is feeling better. They don't care right now. Top of mind problem. It's keeping them up at night. And it gets reverse engineered from the big offer. Makes sense? Here's where I'm leading them. Here's your top of mind problem. This somehow is going to lead to that. Making sense? If all this is making sense, it just makes sense. With everything we've been doing before, raise your hand. I know you're still with me. Okay, great. Just a couple more points. You're going to choose the type of gift it is. So and we'll go back with Heidi's example again. If it's a mom of a severely autistic child who's kind of pretty at her wit's end, here's my 3,000 page ebook. So do you want a checklist? Do you want a template? Do you want a video? Do you want an ebook? Do you want a recording of your signature talk? Choose the form that you want. Any of them could work, but maybe not all of them. Like the 3,000 page ebook is not Heidi's best first free gift, right? Probably. You want a catchy title that reflects the top of mind problem. Like I was spinning out there, they weren't perfect, but they got the idea of it, right? The one thing you must not do when your autistic, severely autistic child does X, and why everybody's doing it all the time and how it wrecks their life. Going to the pain. People are motivated through pain more than pleasure. And especially that, you know, it's like, what are they worried about right now? Right. And then we want to know what the key benefits are. Like, could we list the three things that it's going to give them in bullet form? You know, stop that tantrum on the spot. Have three ways to catch yourself so you don't go crazy in the moment, and have one way to catch yourself. And then the next thing, the three things you're going to learn. Let me see. And then we need ways to share it. We need to decide ways to share it. We talked about that earlier. How am I going to share it? Is it going to be for my talk? Is it going to be when I'm networking? Is it going to be an opt-in page? Choose a couple of them. Choose one. And it could be networking. I have my free gift. Would you like my gift? All right. Go always like low tech and simple to start. All right. Jot down your biggest aha. Okay, finishing up that sentence, taking it to a place where you can come back to it at a later time. Let's hear just a couple of these ahas. I want to hear what's rolling for you before we head off into a break and then into our hands-on, actually do it portion of what we're doing. And you're going to keep learning things too as we're doing that, right? And then applying it for you. So Dawn, thank you.
I can see how to lead my ideal client to me through my idea of having tips for how to have better relationships.
Isn't that great? Simple and life-changing. It's not rocket science. It takes some thought. It definitely takes thought. Like, what are they thinking about, for instance, right? Who do I want to work with? It takes choice, like Heidi talked about too. It's like, oh, I got to choose that person, not that person, because I get to choose. And I love that you're all, that is opening for you now. It's like, oh, tips on how to have a better relationship. Fantastic. Thank you. Let's hear one more aha. It's opening for you now about your free gift, about how to do it, about where it goes, about some ideas about where I could start creating it. Let's hear one more aha. Heidi, thank you. And then Yvonne.
The free gift is the demonstration of you in service in that moment.
Yes.
So Dawn was being ease and peace and effortless relationship in her free gift.
Mm-hmm.
And my opportunity is to remind that the free gift is, every free gift will be a reminder to breathe first before you do anything else.
Mm. Heidi, I love, love, love this. And then it brings up a training point that I wanted to underline. If you were to say, for instance, my free gift is on how you can breathe first, they probably won't be interested, right? Because they think they already know, but they're not actually doing it.
Right.
But it might be, so that's that catchy title. And the thing that they actually want and they actually need, it might be the one thing that severely autistic, you know, parents of however you say that phrase, right? Autistic moms, right? You know, the one thing that moms with severely autistic kids are not doing that is having a severely negative impact on their kids and what to do about it. Now they want to know, right? So how much to tell them beforehand and how much to leave behind the curtain, you know, one thing, that kind of thing, so that, because you know that they do need that, you know that they're not doing it, that they, there's what I call false closure. They think they already know. And so, yeah, I already know that, don't need that. What else, what else, what else, what else? And they're not breathing even while they're doing it, right?
Right.
So what do they actually know? What's inside the party and even inside the party of the gift, right? Like anatomy, one of the reasons people always want anatomy is like, hey, in this talk, I haven't had time to tell you, and I really haven't. I've been doing other things. They have to understand that stories are everywhere. To really get that takes time. Once you get it, the world changes. I haven't had time to tell you the biggest mistake that most entrepreneurs make with story for their business and what to do about it. That's in anatomy. Would you like this? Everybody wants that when I say that. Because I really bona fide, I've been doing other things. There wasn't time. It's all laid out for you here. Would you like that? All right. So fantastic. Thank you. Yvonne, ahas or aha.
The realization that, because as I mentioned earlier, up-leveling my website to fit my ideal client and who that person is, I also have to up-level my free gift that's on my website.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And here's the thing that I want to suggest as well. Always make sure that you just go and do it and go and do it and have it on the cart and use it. And it's never going to be perfect. I've thought of revising anatomy a million times. And instead, what I've done is I've created some new gifts. Would I write it differently now? Probably. Does it work really well? Yes. So sometimes we want to up-level it. If it's really aimed at the wrong person, we might really want to change it. And with this one, and to be honest, there's a personal reason too that I don't do it. I wrote it in 2015 and it says, you know, I've got so many things that, you know, I love in my life. My man's just coming home and he died like a year later. And to revise that is emotional work for me. And I'm like, it's a snapshot in time. And I'm like, I'm just going to leave it as it is. It's good enough. So sometimes we're going to revise it and it's easy. And we've done that with some of our products, right? And our free gifts. And sometimes we're just going to leave that and then create another, but just get it done, get it good enough, get it out there. So thank you for that, Yvonne. So whatever it is that allows you to, if you know that it's calling completely in a wrong way to people, like if Heidi created a free gift and she thought it was for, accidentally thought it was for moms with kids who are basketball stars, right? You want to be in the NBA or whatever. It's like, wait a second, that's not who I'm working with anymore. I'm going to recraft that gift, right? And Yvonne, it might be like how high you're aiming or who that person is and what their background is. And so if the wrong people are coming in front of you, you want to tweak that. And so, but the get it on the court, get it on the court, get it on the court, good enough, good enough, good enough, do it and get it out there and let it be fun and playful. But have this tool in your toolbox for your company. It's essential for all the reasons we said. Okay, thank you. Beautiful, Yvonne. Anything else wanting to be said without which we cannot go forward? Yeah, Mary Kay, go ahead.
Yeah, I kind of have an insight maybe into my clients. I'm going to explore it. But if they clicker train, they care about relationship, but I don't think that's the top of the mind problem.
So important. If it's not the top of mind problem, it's probably not going to go in the free gift.
They think they already have the relationship because they clicker train.
So we have to think how our ideal clients think. This is part of knowing our ideal client the way J.K. Rowling knows Harry Potter. How are they actually thinking? And we can construct beautiful things and we don't know why it's not working because we're so involved in our own work and what they truly need that we can't go back and think of how they were. And one great thing is to think often we are our own best client, an earlier version of us. How were you thinking before? Maybe it's last week, maybe it's 10 years ago, maybe it's 20 years ago, before you knew the things you know now. That's a really great exercise to do, right? And so if it's not about relationships, then what is it that they're thinking about? And the free gift and the way you present that free gift in your talk, for instance, better address that. By the time they're finished hearing my talk, when it's aimed at anatomy of an empowering story, they are going to want to know the biggest story mistake because they're a little inside the party already and they know that stories are everywhere and that it's affecting everything that they do, that they have burning desire for that. But they might not without some education beforehand. But the title itself, how a story can be a game changer, there's enough about story in the industry these days. They know it's important, but they don't know exactly why. The subtitle itself and the bullets in our opt-in page, you know, for why they should get this, has them get it. And it has the content of anatomy is really the same as my talk, but it has different details, different examples, and so on. Stories are everywhere. They're empowering, disempowering stories, and you can choose. But that's not what I put front forward because that's not what they care about. By the time they finish reading it, they care about it. What's the thing that they're thinking about? So both in the ways that I'm talking about it, in the title of the gift, in how it's presented, what are they thinking about? What burning problem do they have that it's going to solve right now that they go, oh, I have to have that. I can't not have that. It's not going to then be nice. I have to have that. All right. Great work. Anything else before we go to break? Great, great work, everybody. Oh, actually, I just want to do a little energetic closure. So please, just one word. I want to do this whole thing in 1 minute. So it's like one word in 5 seconds each. Don't think. One word. Something that you've gained from our work so far together, just as a little energetic bow on what we've done. I say your name. You say a word. Don't think. Dawn.
Calm.
Diane.
Clarity.
Heidi.
Empathy.
Marnie.
Commitment.
Yvonne.
Creation.
Anna Maria.
Realization.
Mary Kay.
Insight.
Love it. Thank you. All right. I would say let's take a 5-minute break. I know that one of you, following what was Mary Kay's example early on, and then was it Marnie last time around? Were you the one who said make it longer? Yes. Like, let's go for 10 minutes, but really 10 minutes. So if you can be back right on the dot at 2:30, there's so much more that I want to share with you that will really, really help you hugely, all right? So let's take a 10-minute break. Don't go check your email. Take good care of yourself. We'll see you back here at 2:30.